Rocketing. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast. It's your host, Stoney Baloney, a.k.a. Steve Martin.
For those of you
who don't know, but I'm Steve Martin.
That is my real name, Steve Martin. So, anyways. Woo, fuck. This recent episode of the podcast, Smoke Sesh, we... we're talking about a lot of things, you know, all revolving around expectation. And it was about things that are currently happening in the world and BLM and all this. It was cut short because my sister needed to go home because she had to work in the morning. And the guest I had was my sister's boyfriend, and he had to go. So, but, no worries there. We got a good 30 minutes or so of us talking about expectations and what's going on around the world with the COVID and, you know, fucking George Floyd and BLM and everything, man. Just, and how serious it is, you know, and it's crazy, you know. I never thought I'd be living in a time like this. I don't think anyone truly thought they'd be living in a time like this. You know, that's what I hear a lot. And this world's crazy. I mean, right now, I'm in my studio, in my pajamas, scratching my balls, talking to you guys. And you're fucking listening. Like, I exist in a world like that, where a person like 6ix9ine exists in this world. Shit like the COVID and this pandemic and the quarantine and the massive riots and the looting and the arson and destruction and the, you know, the abuse against black men, you know, again from the police and everything. Just all this exists in the world, dude. Like, it, like, this is something you would see in a fucking movie or a simulation or something. But I swear to... it's like we are in a movie. We're living a fucking movie, dude. And we're all in it. And who knows what is in store with us, man. Like, we still have 6 fucking months left to go. Not even that, dude. I have a son that's going to be born any day now, you know? And what the fuck, dude? And he's going to be born in a world like this. And I got to prepare for him. Or I got to prepare for him. No. Rather, I've got to prepare him for this world. And he's got to understand that I got to prepare him for suffering. Because that's what this world is about. Suffering. Look at it. We all suffer, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. Every day. You know, something. Something affects us. Excuse me. And it's about suffering, dude. And how can you, how do you handle your suffering? How can I prepare my son for the world, for the suffering, the best way I possibly can, so that he can make his world his world, make it less suffering for himself and those around him? You know, how can I do that? And I think, I ask myself that all the time. I really do. And it's just about the parenting. It really comes down to good parenting. That is my firm belief, because I have a plan. As a parent, as a father, I have a, not a, like, step one, step two, step three plan. I mean, I have a flexible plan. I have a plan to guide him in a certain direction, you know, with the way I talk to him, the words I use, how I look at him in his eyes when I speak to him, the tone I use, you know. And I gotta share both sides. Fuck that. I gotta share all sides of every story, because that allows him to have all that information, all that knowledge, to make a clear and moral decision. Because if I'm withholding anything from him, how is he able to make a moral decision based off of that? He can't. Therefore, right then and there, there's corruption. Just a little bit, but that's enough just to get started. And we don't want that. Fuck no. You gotta be fucking real. You gotta show the good, bad, and the ugly of the world. You know, that's the truth of it. Otherwise, they won't have a grasp of this world. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you seriously be a parent and just waste your life away, waste your time away, not being there to, you know, better the child that you're brought in this world to be a better person than you? How can you honestly do that? You're failing not just yourself, not just your lineage and your child and all that shit. You're failing the world, man. You're failing everybody else that is putting in massive effort towards greatness. You are. That's on you. Just like it's on me and everyone else, man. We come in this world alone. We die in this world alone. That's the sad truth, but that's why family's fucking important too, you know? They're there for support because we all know that. That's the thing. We all know that. Yet, for some reason, there's so much hate in the world. And for some reason, it's crazy. There's a reason why I stay in my fucking, in my house, in the mountains, you know, away from the craziness. You know, I like it up here. I get my peace. You know what I'm saying? Get my peace. And I don't like it when people disturb my peace because I worked hard to get my peace. You know, I come from a fucking place that a lot of people come from and a lot of people know what it's like. So I don't really need to explain much, but there's a lot of other people too that just didn't have the experiences that, I mean, I don't have the experiences they have, you know, who am I to talk, but I'm just saying, you know, like, but I understand that there's a lot of us, there's so many of us, and for everyone to be able to be great all the time and be, you know, be the fucking, the shiznit, the it of the it, and the fucking, like, the LeBron and fucking, you know, fucking Eminem, like, all those type of people, like, for you to be kind of, like, that kind of greatness, like, that's gonna be tough, obviously. Not everyone fucking can do that kind of shit, but there's, you know, there's some of us who are amongst the common, who are uncommon, you know, uncommon people amongst the common, and that's something that fucking, I can't think of his name right now, his name is, you guys are probably fucking screaming right now because you probably know who I'm talking about. Ex-Navy SEAL, wrote a book, You Can't Hurt Me. That motherfucker. You know? David Goggins. That motherfucker. You know? He says shit like that. And he said a lot of shit that really fucking hit home for me, you know? Because reading, you know, listening to his book, fucking to his childhood and how his stepfather or father, I can't remember if it was his actual father or stepfather, spent so many months since I listened to the book. But how he was abusive to him and his mother growing up, and I had the same experience growing up, you know? And he finally realized, there's a point in his life where he realized, you can't hurt me. You know, you can't hurt me. And he said, say it out loud. And so I was running up fucking Siegelson Mountain in the snow, in the fucking dead of winter. Well, I guess it wasn't the dead of winter. It was actually towards the ass end of winter where there was still at least, I don't know, 2 feet of snow on the hills. But fucking, you know, and I finally just said it. I said, you can't hurt me. And I was imagining my stepdad growing up because he was so abusive towards me and my mother. And I as I was yelling it and running up the fucking mountain covered in snow, I was looking in every direction. I was aware of where I was really at, you know, in my life. You know, I was like, wow, you know, I got this incredible home away from everything. I can run in any direction for miles. You know, you can't hurt me. You can't touch me. But best believe, motherfucker, if anyone tries to fucking come up here and do anything, think twice, because I'm going to handle it in a way I don't think any of you guys want me to handle it. And it'd be real quick. Let's just put it that way. It'd be real fucking quick. Yeah. But I'll just leave it at that. Because I may be like, dude, just know. Alright? I ain't gonna fuck around. I'm gonna get straight to business. Obviously, if I know you, I'll welcome you with open arms and love. But if you show to be a threat to me and my family, I have every right to defend my home and my family. Let's just put it that way. Especially when you come to my property. Not saying that anyone has or anyone will, but I feel like I still have to say it, because anything's really fucking possible, I've learned. You know, so. Sorry to get all fucking dark on you guys. Not meant to do that. It's just wherever my mind and my thought process goes, like my mouth just kind of follows. Normally, when I'm not speaking off the cuff, I have time to really think about what I'm gonna say. And when you're actually, and that's the other thing, when you're asked like these questions while you're being recorded, and you really want to be clear on where you stand on things. That way there's no like questioning and no like, I don't know about that. Like, you just be honest. And then not only that, you just, yeah. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, I'm beating a dead horse at this point, I think. I think he gathered it. But anyway, I'm going to smoke this one last bowl after a packet. And then we'll get right into the episode with Adam. Side note, me and Adam, we actually recorded this is our second recording with the studio equipment. The first one was with Adam. He was the first one that helped me discover how to get all the static bullshit out of my headphones so I can actually record. And we recorded an episode together that was probably, I don't know, 40 minutes long. It was too large of a file for me to export it from the studio to the dashboard of Anchor. So, but we talked about it. I need to actually go back and probably split it somewhere so that way I can make it smaller but still be able to fucking export it and upload it. So that's something I'm probably going to have to do here soon. It's just that I've been fucking off, dicking off, doing bullshit. But at the same time, you know, because I have been. I've been playing a lot of video games lately. I'll be honest. I have. Not a lot of running. Not a lot of working out. Every once in a while, I'll get on the pull-up bar, do 20, you know, 20 pull-ups. Do some push-ups. You know, let's do some shit with the dumbbells and the fucking kettlebells. But not as know, heavy often as I would if I was going to the gym. But that, and I've been focusing on working on the property in the house and taking care of my wife and things like that, getting ready for the baby. So, but yeah, I've been dragging this intro on for way too long. So without further ado, I bring to you Adam and I, and we'll be talking about expectations. Enjoy, motherfuckers.
All right.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
Yeah, how was that?
It was fresh.
Was it as expected?
It met my expectations.
Oh, yeah? So, what are some of your expectations?
As pertaining to...
what's going on in the world?
Well, I guess since you're leaving it open, you have to pick... one subject to provide expectations. I think it would be, I expect real soon that a very large portion of Americans are going to come to the sudden realization that all these precautions, all this mask wearing, all this sanitation, I think they're going to come to the realization that they wasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
And they fucked a lot of people over. Not Americans, but the powers that be. That said, we as Americans had to do this, to comply with this. They said that all these small businesses had to shut down. And they basically get burned lay down and die.
It's like, you know, it's almost like it was planned.
What's really crazy about that, dude, is... yeah. This COVID-19 bullshit has killed Washington's economy, right? Mm-hmm. Because of what Jay Inslee has imposed for rules and regulations. What's crazy about this is a nationwide thing. And it's kind of like...
it's global.
Well, I'm talking about within our country.
Okay.
So it seems like a lot of the, like the liberals, the Democrats, they're following these guidelines or imposing these guidelines that they have set forth while also making substantial exceptions.
Yeah.
When imposing these rules and regulations. You know, it's crazy that right now, only the people that are not protesting and not rioting and not violating and breaking rules, only these people that are not have to follow these guidelines.
Yeah.
Is that nuts? I mean...
well... yeah, no, it's not, because you're following those guidelines. So therefore, you're in the right, and the reason why they're doing that is because they're just committing crimes at that point. They're just committing, you know, at that point they're just committing crimes.
And but I guess what I was touching on though is, the people that are by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
the people that are just walking freely, going from place to place. If they get caught not wearing a mask or not complying with the rules and regulations, they're going to get harassed.
Were you harassed?
What's that?
Were you harassed?
No, because I don't go anywhere out of compliance.
Yeah.
When it matters. Dude, I work all day. I'm a fucking plumber, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a production plumber, though. I want to make that clear. I'm a production plumber. I'm not a service plumber. I'm not going to houses where people are living there and having plumbing issues. I'm plumbing brand new houses and getting them ready to be lived in.
Yeah.
But I have to wear a mask. Yeah. I have to wear gloves.
Yeah.
I have to either wear my glasses or I can wear my contacts with safety glasses. Hmm. But I'm staying in compliance. So, if I don't stay in compliance and L&I shows up on my job,
mm-hmm.
and if they catch me without a mask on or without gloves on.
Yeah.
Or without my glasses or a pair of safety glasses on.
Yeah.
They're going to shut that whole fucking site down for 14 days. Because that's the quote-unquote quarantine period. But people can gather and protest. Hundreds of people. And they're elbow to elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cops there. But they're just keeping peace. They're not enforcing rules and regulations that I have to follow to be able to go to work.
Yeah. So what are you trying to get at?
My expectation is that everybody should have to follow the same guidelines. If I have to do this to go make money and provide for my family,
mm-hmm.
then why don't these people gathering in the masses...
Because they don't have to.
I guess the separation is... Well, really, I can't find the separation when I think about it, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm told that if I don't do this...
Yeah.
Then I can't...
They're just choosing to do what they want to do and know what they want to do.
And there's no consequences, but if I don't do...
But they feel so strongly to the point where they decide to actually take physical action.
Well, I'm not talking about the protest itself. I'm talking about the lack of enforcement of the current rules and regulations to be out in public.
For the COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So... Yeah, about that, I don't know about
that. I have nothing against peaceful protests, man. That was not what I was touching on.
I'm all
for peaceful protests.
Oh, okay, you're talking about just...
You know, you feel like you need to get a point across.
The COVID and people... Yeah, I don't... See, that's strange. You would think that...
People are gathering in masses.
But, you know, a lot of them still are wearing masks, too. I don't know if you've seen them or not. But they are.
Even do you remember a short while ago there was a man arrested for walking by himself on the beach?
For what?
Oh, okay. Never heard about that one. Fair enough. Yeah, dude. It was around the time that the first stay-at-home order was issued.
Mm.
I want to say it was mid-March or something? Late March?
Yeah, it was mid-March. Yeah, it was just before April. It was mid to late March.
Yeah, so it was like, I think I want to say it was in the first like week and a half, maybe 2 weeks of that
mm-hmm.
stay-at-home order that was issued.
Yeah.
And people were told they couldn't go out in public without, a legitimate reason.
I guess
you could say, you know, if you got to go buy milk or eggs, then that's fine, but, you know. But at the same time, they said you can go take a walk.
Mm. Yeah.
But I guess because this guy was so far from his house
mm-hmm.
and he did not have a legitimate reason to be taking a walk on the beach by himself. I want to reiterate that he was by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got arrested, man.
For being by himself. On a beach.
For being on the beach during the quarantine when...
Isolated from everyone. Surrounded by sand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The water washes over.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, man. That's
kind of ridiculous.
So, I mean...
That's stupid, actually. So, so what's your opinion, real opinion on this shit?
On the COVID?
Is it necessary?
On the quarantine?
Everything.
I think with the real numbers that have presented, been presented so far, compared to the inflated numbers that were initially, what do you call that? Because they didn't know what the real numbers were going to be. So here's their, I guess, hypothesis.
Yeah, I've been hearing how they've been fucking like, even if you died of this, they'll put you down as a COVID death.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I don't know. And that has literally happened because the government has actually been paying hospitals extra money.
Yeah.
If they mark a cause of death as COVID because of hazardous pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Exposure. I guess.
They have to inflate the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's being pencil whipped. That's fucked up.
Do you know why they have to inflate the numbers?
Yeah.
Because they pre-inflated them before it even hit America.
What do you mean they pre-inflated them?
Dude, they were already telling us what to expect for a death toll before it even came here.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, dude, it's like this year was planned to like new decade. This 2020 is going
down. Well, hey, check this out, man.
And it's the end, and look, it's the end of a presidency. Our election is about to happen this year. And you got, after the COVID shit, everyone's in quarantine. And while everyone's in a quarantine at home, away from businesses, away from everything, you decide to have a white officer kill a black man, which caused mass riots and protests.
Who decided that? The media?
I don't know. Whoever, dude. I've seen some videos where people are like, they're talking about, you know, the officers, how they're actors, and they've been at previous accounts of massive crazy things that have happened, like the Sandy Hook shooting and another one, and then fucking how there's a photo at the funeral of this guy George Floyd, and then there's a guy in the photo who has a black hoodie on, shades, and a mask on, but you just see it looks just like George Floyd underneath.
Hmm.
In the photo.
And he was with who?
George Floyd's family at the funeral. It was a video that I watched on Instagram like day or two ago.
Yeah. How do you feel? How did you feel about that?
Let's play with that. Let's say, I'm not saying that's true. You know, I don't know what is true. But let's say that is true.
Yeah.
Let's say that they fucking set that up to cause this fucking mass destruction of arson.
Well, when your pandemic starts to fail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
when people started fighting against it, because I'm telling you right now, the COVID-19 quote unquote pandemic, that's some bullshit, dude. First of all, do you really believe that it was introduced to a Chinese fucking meat market by a guy that ate a bat down out in fucking the sticks of China in some fucking village? and then he traveled to the... Come on, dude.
Who knows, dude?
How long have they been eating bats? No, they really do eat bats. Yeah, they catch them and eat them. But how long have they been doing that?
I don't know, forever.
Okay, so... Now... It hits the media. Well, actually, after the government started this bullshit, because I'm telling you right now, COVID-19 is
mandated. You know, they blamed it, the Ebola, on bats, too. So what if that's just, like, a made-up shit? That they just, you know what, we'll just tell them it's on bats.
Fuck yeah, because they were actually able to prove at one time that rabies came from them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so, oh, we could put it...
Yeah. Or not came from them, but they could spread it.
Yeah.
And they're a very common cause of spreading it, especially out in these Asian villages, African villages.
It's hard to know what the fuck the truth is.
So... Yeah. Really think about it, okay? So, we're supposed to believe, and a lot of people did, mm-hmm. a very large portion of America did mm-hmm. believe that COVID-19 was going to kill mass amounts of people. And I got to touch on, they were already telling us, like these assumed death tolls if it hit America. Mm-hmm. And boom, lo and behold, it hits America. Check this out, man. Don't you think that the largest death toll from this quote unquote deadly virus? Hold on, let me. Don't you think the highest death toll would be where it first landed? You know where it first landed, right? Mm-hmm. Right here in Snohomish County, brother.
Yeah.
Providence Hospital.
I know that. Yeah, I know. I was told when it happened, when my wife came home. So, I know. But, I was just having a thought just now. And I don't remember what it was. It was a real interesting thought. Sorry.
But, sorry, man. I just had to finish, to finish my little point.
Something you said though just triggered a thought, and I went deep into that tunnel, and I thought about something, and I was like, oh, but then I had to answer what you asked, and I was like, oh, no, I forgot.
But in all fairness, though, is that not a fair question?
What was your question?
Wouldn't the death toll be the highest in the place where this shit landed, in our country?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Right here in Everett, Washington, Snohomish County.
Yeah.
Right? We do not have the highest. Matter of fact, New York, the easternmost part of this country.
Yeah.
More than 3,000 miles away has the highest death toll now.
I remember that. The media. Do you think the media is actually controlling all this shit?
No. The government is. You know who controls the media, right?
Well, you know what?
You know who the media has to go
through. Well, who controls the police and the military? If they control both and they're shooting at the cameras.
I think control of the police and military is currently controlled by the popular opinion of the public, because social media has ruined structure. It's given everybody that doesn't have the right to say something the feeling like they have the right to say something.
Who doesn't have the right? I would have to disagree. People have the right to say what they want to say. Because of the First Amendment, you know.
No, you have the freedom of speech, but that doesn't give you the clout.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you the knowledge. It doesn't give you having been in the kind of situation that you're passing judgment on.
Right. Not only that, but there's a lot of people out there who, with the way they think, is just not, honestly, it's not the best way to think. Nor act. And a lot of people can't separate themselves from ideas and things that are not really a part of them. They're just things, but they attach themselves to those things and identify themselves with those things, so to the point where they feel like they themselves are getting insulted, when in fact they're not. They're just identifying themselves with this particular idea or this thought, you know. And they can't, and when you can't separate yourself from that and realize that you're not that thing, you're this thing, you're a being who has this potential, but you're totally wasting it, you know. Because unfortunately, some people are born more disabled than others.
Even the non-physically impaired.
Yeah, and that is just bad luck. That's just luck of the draw at that point, you know. Can't really control something like that.
I feel like, though, what you can control is your ability to be open-minded.
And resilient.
You know?
Takes a resilient mind.
Your ability to be able to listen to another person's opinion, mm-hmm, and value it as opposed, yeah, to question it.
Yeah. You exactly. Know? Yeah, you just gotta be open-minded and not... See, yeah, and people get so obsessed and just, like, with... No. At that point, you're no longer fighting for what you're fighting for. You're just angry at this other person, and you want to hurt them. That's it.
Yeah.
So you do what it takes to hurt them, rather than getting the problem solved. And that's what's happening.
And that's what's key. That's what's key, is actually willing to represent and back what your opinion is, how you feel about stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate the fact that you and I can sit here and have a conversation like this.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know what your affiliation is. I don't know if you're, like, a Democrat or a Republican or...
Yeah, you're learning... Neutral. Yeah, you're learning about me as this is happening.
I'd rather just know how you feel about it, mm-hmm, rather than know what your affiliation is.
I don't feel like I'm affiliated with anything. Honestly. I feel like I'm just I know the difference between right and good. I mean, right and bad, or good and bad, you know? So when I see something, you know, but then I know that other things are possible, and I'm more aware of what could be part, like, when you see things that can play out the way they could play out, and what the clear evidence shows, that's when the evidence clearly shows you fucked up.
I feel you on that.
You know?
Straight up. You want to know something that bothers me?
Yeah.
Because to touch on what you're saying, I'm assuming that you're referring to what's been going on recently. And by clear evidence, you know, obviously there's videos that showed this treatment.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that bothers me, though, is, why don't we ever see the full video?
I don't know. There,
like it never shows what led up to it.
That's because there's cameras on the street that's getting a little bit of it. There's cameras. The other reason, look, the other thing is we don't see it because we don't see those body cams. We don't see those body cams. Did you see any body cams?
Well, a lot of...
Because I'm pretty sure the body cams
should a lot of times
100% of the time.
A lot of times, body cams are considered evidence, right? And evidence is not open to the public until the case has come to a conclusion.
Wait, say that again?
A lot of times, the body cam is considered evidence in the case.
So it can't go out to the public. I gotcha.
You know, until it's been presided on.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? When they actually announced that they arrested him, it's because they got the final piece of evidence. So that could have been it, his body cam. Or, what do you call it? The combination of the four body cams that were involved. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think that probably answers your question, man.
If they were able to bring a case against him from that?
Well, they brought a case against all of them from
what obviously.
He went from... What was it, third-degree murder, the second-degree murder? Last I heard. And that was a couple weeks ago. I haven't really checked in on it recently since then.
Yeah.
You know. It's a fucking...
You know, if they found the evidence and were able to bring charges against him for that, I would say I hope that he isn't able to plea out of too much of it.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, right now, dude, there's a lot of hate being directed at all cops.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be.
No.
And I think that if, you know, if this is all real, you know, and at the end of the day, there's no proof of editing or anything like that. And this fucking guy really, he deserves probably more than what he's gonna get.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I also really hope that this is not just a ploy. Because the COVID-19 scare is failing.
Right.
To continue to distract Americans from what's really going on.
And what's going to happen.
And our rights are...
Dude, martial law is
right in front of our fucking eyes, man. Right in front of our eyes, our rights are being fucking taken from us slowly. And the sad thing of it is, dude, is so many fucking people, the sheeple... The ones that fucking sit there fucking zoned in on their fucking TVs.
Yeah.
The ones that don't have the ability to process individual cognitive thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're fucking telling on people. For having more than 10 people in a group at once. Calling a fucking hotline, bro.
What?
There is legit, look it up, dude. There is a fucking COVID-19, there's a fucking hotline that you can call and bag on people.
Snitches.
Yes, it exists. Look it up.
What the fuck? I'll look it up later. I can't look it up right now. The recording will stop. Which, by the way, I should do this. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But you saw how people gathered in masses to protest this COVID shit. And you want to know what's, I want to point something out. There was not one fucking violent protest when people were gathering to protest this COVID, this fucking shutdowns, this state shutdowns, this business shutdowns, this work shutdowns, this economy fucking shutdown.
Yeah.
No violence. Gathered in masses, no violence.
Well, you see how they like lay bricks in areas for people to grab and start fucking shit up.
Yeah, that definitely got a question. Where is this fucking random objects come from?
There's no construction sites nearby. I mean,
we're talking about the goddamn city of Seattle, where you don't have nothing but fucking pavement and dirt.
Well, there is a lot of construction going on down there, actually. There is. It's always happening because they're building skyscrapers. But, I mean, like, I've seen videos of where there's a pallet of bricks outside a building where there's no construction happening. And they're calling it out, like, what the fuck? I know what building this is. There ain't no construction around here.
Right.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement? What's your take on that?
I don't know. I support black lives, and they do matter. The movement, I'm not so sure about how I like their tactics. I think there's a better way of going about it. I'm not even totally sure who is involved in that whole thing. And it's a part of a world that I do not totally exist in. I mean, I do exist in the same world that it exists in, but
yeah.
I don't know, because I can't really say, because I don't have a foot or a leg to stand on when it comes to black lives, because, you know, I'm totally not black, you know, and I feel like no matter what I say, I could be in the wrong, and I just don't want to say anything. I just want to let them handle it.
Yeah.
You know, honestly.
I feel you. I
do. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's their fight.
Yeah, but I have questions, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want, you know, one of my questions will be, why is there only a Black Lives Matter movement when a white person is recorded killing a black person? Because, I mean, statistically, white people kill more white people annually. And the highest rate of murders is in America is black on black. Also, I want to point out the highest percentage of abortions in America is black women. I understand that they have higher density of population in smaller areas across the country. But why is that not an issue that they are protesting and demonstrating against? Why are they not standing up, not against each other, but for each other? Because it's every time they have a movement, man, I'm not for or against it. I just wish it wasn't only when a black person was killed by a white person.
Yeah.
I believe that their problem is way deeper rooted
than that. Why is there so much black on black hate?
Between amongst themselves?
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, it's per capita. In the areas that the in states that they live in, it's just a higher population of African Americans.
Right.
You know, they're more densely populated there.
Okay, so that makes sense.
So there is that factor.
Yeah.
But at the same time, well, not at the same time, but I guess my question to it is why does it have to be a white person killing a black person before the black people feel like they have a reason to stand up? Why are they not standing up for each other?
So are you saying if the cop was black, it would be different?
Yes. Yes.
Huh. That's interesting. It's almost hard to believe that would be true, but...
Dude, check it out. I bet you $5 if you YouTube right now, police officer kills man, and then search it, it would come up with white officer kills black man. White officer shoots black man.
Yeah.
But all you fucking searched was police officer shoots man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I bet you, man. It's, dude, this is...
You think it's all rigged?
Strongly.
Strongly?
Strongly. Media, dude, okay, so...
So do I. All right. Sometimes, dude, I think about
it. So check this out.
Where I'm like, fuck, dude, I just want to...
What? The media does not have the right to say or post or show anything that the Federal Censorship Committee doesn't approve. Right? Mm-hmm. So the media is regulated by the Federal Censorship Committee, the FCC. Who controls the FCC? Who's their boss?
This would have to be the government. Yeah.
So
the government controls the media, in a sense.
In every essence. With a middleman.
Yeah. And they control the police and the military.
I think the police and the military are controlled by what the media is currently portraying them as.
You know what? I bet they were told to shoot at the media to make it look like they were not in cahoots with each other. That way, it looks like all around bad guys.
Oh, I'm in trouble. I gotta go.
All right.